You like to give it a few more minutes, Danny, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, maybe a couple of minutes so everyone can join.
Okay. I just figured I would.
We could add also Matt MacGyver to the stage.
Okay.
Also Bambishka to help to draft the proposal. So if there is a while we are discussing any of the points they want to add something, I guess it's more productive that way.
Sure. All right. Are any of the stage moderators available to help move Matt up onto the stage if he's cool with that? Matt, welcome.
Hello, sir.
Let me change my audio because
Yeah, hello.
Oh, that's
I'm
better.
sorry. I'm gonna keep myself on mute most of the time just to give you all that space. And yeah, but I'll be here in case we you wanna like present
Yeah,
any.
because we want to try to make things satisfactory, right? And I guess that based on the thing that has been brought in the forum, it's very arbitrary what satisfactory can be. So as you are the person that drafted such proposal, I guess it's up to you if my answers are satisfactory or not. So I guess that it's important that you're here.
100%. I mean, I'm very happy to be here and help expand on any of the information that's in that proposal. I mean, it's all laid out, the questions that are expected to be answered, all of those. And I don't actually plan to be the one to be the judge, jury, and executioner on this one. There's a like that raising hand feature. If everybody here today now could like kind of prepare themselves for it and kind of figure out how to do that. There should be a button here for each person to be able to like raise their hand and say, I have a question. I'd like to come into the stage. So that would be a really good feature for us to be able to use to gauge how many people at the end of the call feel that throughout the duration of this call, you've provided sufficient information to answer to all the concerns in that list as you had asked this AMA. To before. Is
Yeah,
that
this
is
is
that that work out?
yeah, I think that's a very smart way to use it. And it
Awesome.
does count in a sort of way. Like, did you know in Switzerland there is a canton that is called Appenzellen? And in this canton, actually, even like real officials, like the mayor and everyone, is voted upon hand rising.
I like that. I mean, it's not ambiguous. It's clearly everybody can see it, and it gives everybody a chance to put in their voice. This is not. This is. I also
Yeah.
want to be clear. And some people have yelled at me many times for the past, 9 months. I am a big supporter of you, and I am more than happy to step in and say, yeah, you know what? I'm like, I understand my opinion doesn't really matter. But I would say, like, look, this makes sense to me. I will 100% stand behind, any resolution, like different resolutions that you give, if they're adequate. I really want to work with you. So I'm excited to just keep this in the DAO's hands.
I think that the situation is that some of the stuff has been unanswered for a while, and my period of absence, or like the fact that I've been doing other stuff, or I didn't really care that much about keep answering this stuff, has made them sort of like a very important thing inside of the DAO, which I did not expect it to be, to be honest. And I think my way, I'm not a very like very good person of writing answers. I hate it, to be honest. So I think the AMA is the best, and someone can then translate it or write it down or use one of those things that do it automatically. And
I
also it's ambiguous because if I write things and then we keep sending things up and down for a while, I think that this is a very great way to just close it right here
I'm more
today.
than happy to I'm more than happy to try to transcribe and if any if I we talk about this after as well, but I'm fairly good at taking small like small bits of information and trying to extrapolate more information out of it if that's necessary. Like if you provide an answer that has obvious extra context that just wasn't in your answer, but it's the context is there. In transcription, I can add little notes to be like, look, this is these are the types of things that he was saying. He may have only used one sentence, but this is clearly what he meant. And, you know, you'd like just to be able to expand on some things if necessary, because I'm just trying to make sure everybody understands what you're saying. You know, I agree. I would say almost every single thing in that list started out as something fairly small, and it's just turned into something really big because they weren't, when they were tried to be resolved at different times, the information wasn't enough. So a lot of people may have come up with their own answers in their heads to why things may have gone in specific ways, and then their answer in their head is probably wrong and could be nefarious in their head.
Yeah.
So this is a good opportunity to just like actually get good information out and say, look, guys, this is actually what happened. And then we can tell everybody when they ask again, we say, look, we already figured this out. Just shut up and let's move on.
Yeah, right. Also, like, I see that we have also Skyhopper. I don't know if you then will want to come on stage. So we can have a speech about a few things that I wrote. And maybe he wants to put his own twist on it publicly here. So we can also resolve this kind of stuff. And in terms of the Sifu situation, just before we figure that out, to be honest, it made me a little bit laugh, that whole Sifu situation, because I've been like publicly supporting Sifu and I've been hammered quite a lot because of that. So the whole idea that I'm bitter with Sifu or something like this is fucking ridiculous and just pretty fun. Anyway, what about if you would you mind, Matt, if you start reading what you have wrote and like we go one by one and with your own voice, so we can get would you mind?
Yeah, let me pull up. Okay, so I have the proposal here. I can read through the points each, or we can just start with number one and talk about and just go through like 1, 2, 2, 3. Do you want me to give a summary of all the points first or just go straight into number one?
Yeah, I think just that we can then give just a very, very big... We go one by one, but we can just make a very big topic upon the points that regarding like governance and multi-sign. I think it's a whole... one kind of big answer, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it's like just one by one, it's kind of overlap the answers, so like mystery signer, multi-sign and all of that. I think it can have a one mega answer there with context.
Yeah, all right. We have one, like if people have the forum list open or not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 points, but we're going to try to condense it probably down into 6, as he had mentioned. But we can start with that first, being the repeated periods of extended absence. So in this one, really, I would say one of the major concerns, and the reason why a lot of information and context here for this concern is there, is really to provide sort of a background to how this can look from the outside, and saying, look, we recognize the situation that you have been away, you've had personal concerns, that's the personal concerns are understandable, and we want, and the purpose of this question and concern is for you to look at the way that your involvement has happened over the last 8 months and say, I recognize that this hasn't, that there are issues with the way that this has gone, and I can understand how this has been an issue. This is what I'm going to do to provide more involvement in the future. This is the level of involvement that I feel that I can keep up with. I know that I can at least show the community in some public way. I am around, whether I just say, hey, I'm working with team publicly, like twice a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever that is that fits for you. And then saying, I am going, you know, what, not saying, but, you know, giving us, allowing us to align expectations with you on the level of committed involvement that you plan to have as we build out this structure and put together the governance frameworks and move forward until we have a team that can manage some of these situations without you. If that makes sense. I was a bit rambly there, but you know, it's really looking at the past that we've had, acknowledging that what has happened is could be better, and the areas of which could use some work, and then committing to a level of involvement that you plan to continue to have, and that if that level of involvement lacks compared to your commitment now, it would not be of a surprise if the team or community were to come and say, hey, look, we've talked about this. We need you to pick it up. And then at that point you say, oh, right, we have talked about this. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. So that if I, that's just the summary that I have of that concern.
Yeah. I think also it's very nice that you're adding a little bit of context on these questions, because how it comes out from the forum post or whatever, it comes out at full on like inquire, when in reality like it's more of a of resolving things that have happened in the past, and it's way more chill than what it seems like as you mentioned the context. So anyway, I think we need to start from the beginning of what happened during Sifugate. So the situation has been that, of course, everybody knows, but I guess that needs to be reminded. We have had, I have posted on Twitter about the choices that I have made, which was to work with Sifu, even though I knew his identity. The point for me was that Sifu has never acted against anything, has never done anything bad. I value the time that I've spent with him talking on a daily basis, and all the work that we have done together, all the decisions that we have made together, all the protocol that we have built here with him and Georgie over months and months of work and nights not sleeping, and choosing all the bonding and choosing together how to deploy the treasury, creating strategies with Abracadabra to fit also Wonderland APYs, and looking at everything like literally having a multi-sign together, always running and trying to take all the opportunities day and night, and confront ourselves, and also on a personal level, like on a personal level, hanging out together, and I totally believe that Sifu is one of the few friends that I have, and I don't take friendship lightly, and at the moment in which this whole thing unfold, unfortunately, it unfolded in the wrong moment, I would say. It was like almost like a perfect storm. We were very high across the board in all the activity that we were doing in DeFi, both on Abra and on Wonderland. And I think that the situation of attacking me personally and attacking Sifu personally was an act of trying to, and a successful act of taking off some of the leadership that we had in DeFi at the moment, based on the request of other entities like VCs and other projects and other investments, venture funds and things like that, attacking personally the fact that we always focused on giving the opportunity to the normal guy, on creating products for the normal people, And really, we have been the guerrilla, I would argue, on DeFi, on the opposite side of the of where everybody was going, right? So that personally reminded me that after like years of working very, very, very hard, like it was very sad for me, because I think I thought that the community that we have built was based on certain values. Yes, those values were anonymity, for example, the value of anonymity and not doxing, the value of decentralized finance, the value of everybody's is the same and they should have the same opportunities and should live in the same way, and race doesn't matter, like language doesn't matter, and all of that are really, really important like milestones that I thought I would have achieved with the community that we have built, but in reflex, it turned out to not be the community that I expected, at least, Wonderland to be at the time. I thought that the Frog Nation was much more than just there for making money or the bull market run and so on. I thought there was real strong values, and unfortunately those values broken up as soon as the fad of the Sifu gate broken into the Twitter, and was enough as social media to being personally attacked, and as the person that made such a big mistake, which I don't think it was a mistake at all, and in the turn of those events was for me not very easy to maintain a status of focus. I would say like focusing on maintaining any of my projects working properly, like my behavior was becoming erratic. The type of decision that I was taking were not clear. So I decided that as much as I still was up and down in terms of like mood, you know, like at the end what the result of that mental instability caused by this constant fucking attacks on social media and all people writing me and all this kind of stuff, like has been the number one factor for me to be on and off, right? Like when I thought that mentally I would be good, then maybe again all the situation was coming back and all the fucked up messages, all that stuff, and then I would turn in and on and off, and till the point in which I decided to completely delete all social media, including Discord, from my phone. But in reality, like the situation was that apart of a few days in which I was away, like out without internet connection, like I always been like maybe not messaging but following the situation of Wonderland and looking if things were good or not. At the time, also one of the comfort that I had in the peace of mind was that I personally knew Skyhopper, and I believed that Skyhopper was is a solid person, and I thought that after multiple conversation with him and knowing him and etc. He understood my vision on why Wonderland existed, what was my goals with Wonderland, and why we decided to slowly stop the rebases, turning into a strong now VC investment fund, sort of. And I was pretty confident that in my absence or in my erratic sort of in and on mood swings kind of situation, there it would have been a solid choice for securing and maintaining the treasury strong, and the treasury, without depleting the treasury, act accordingly, understanding the market and maintaining the interest and the partnerships and all the stuff that had Wonderland had with the other protocols that they built. So now, given this context, after all this period of up and downs and whatever, like, I think that finally my personal mental health has been in a good spot. And it's not very, it's like, it's pretty comfortable right now. I'm fine. I'm good. And finally I was like, okay, yo, now I have again ideas. You know, there is also a part of like, when you are in this kind of vicious cycle of loop of like, of this problem with all this situation, like, I wasn't really like creative. Like one of the things that I really that I like is being creative with solutions, being creative with ideas, deploying ideas very quickly. Like in the last months before, like the last 2 months in which I kind of started to be back as a creative person, I wasn't creative at all. Like I couldn't even think about if I clearly or crypto clearly, like I wasn't really there, you know. Like it was just like a painful kind of experience for me to just look at everything, and like also the market was going down, was fucked up, like everything was all together. And I arrived to recently divorced, and like I got a lot of shit to deal with, and at the end of the day, like it's very difficult. Like my character has been always like, yo, I'm there, I'm gonna do everything, like even if I'm not 100%, I'm still gonna take my responsibilities and so on. But on the other side, eventually, like you can't just do it as if you're not in the right state of mind. So this happened, and definitely there is a valid point, I think, into this question, which I thought that was one of the most important questions of all the questions that have been submitted. Is, and that's why it's the only one that probably I've answered in more than one line. But it's that, like, what we are supposed to do with people that potentially are elected but are not following 100% of their duties, right? So who replaces them and so on. So I guess that this is part of the work that we need to figure out during the restructuring of the governance frame, right?
I would say that's an important thing that we need to work out of who would take over specific things for this specific question. It's in related to the highest level of guidance for vision and whatnot. And just before we move on too far past this point that you made, if I could have you, I think this could help resolve some issue. You had mentioned that you had spoken with Sky a lot, and you felt he had understood your vision, and you were going to appreciate that because you needed to step away. And then when he was working in the position, you had noticed that he was not acting in the. You felt he was not acting towards your vision, and I could understand. I'm sure a lot of people here and in the community can understand that you may have had a hard time going through mental hardships at that time and needing to step away. You might have had a hard time jumping right back in to try to defend all of those positions that you see him changing. So the question that I want to ask here that may be helpful in the future is can you work to build a relationship with somebody in the team that you might not have to use this all the time, but in the event that you are away and you cannot get involved for whatever reason, that you can reach out to this team member that you've started to work closely with and mention to them, hey, like I put my trust in this person. We've put our trust in this person, and it doesn't seem to be working out the way that we had expected it to. I can't get involved. I need you to keep an eye on this person and sort of ask some of the questions that you feel that I would ask. And that could have helped resolve a lot of issues, at least from what I'm seeing your interpretation of the way Skyhopper ran it. Like, in a way to meet in the middle and saying, hey, he did something that I didn't like, but I was having a hard time, to be able to step in the future if that occurs. If there's somebody that you're working with closely that you can then reach out to them and say, hey, I need you to focus on this for me. And then they go and handle that for you. That was just...
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea. Like, awesome. Like the pillars, like for me, the pillar of this project was, like, I worked closely. Like, you have to understand that we have, like, a lot of developers, a lot of designers. Like, we are not, like, just a bunch of guys. Like, there is kind of structure around all the things that we develop, because if not, it would not be possible to develop them, right? But I do not, like, in my day-to-day basis, I do not communicate lower down. That's how I work, like, lower down the line of... I don't communicate personally, for example, with, like, a front-end developer, okay? Like, I always look at things at a higher level. And the whole situation, also absence and like getting pinged up and down, like, it's just a different way to work for me. I think you understand that, right? Like, for me, it was okay. I talk with Sifu about these specific things, farming policy, blah blah. I talk with Georgie about technical stuff, design, and blah blah blah. Like, you know, like, this is it. Like, this was my experience running Wonderland. Now, Wonderland has changed dramatically because there is a million people around in which I get pinged on, and I don't even know who they are, or I haven't been working with you guys. I don't know what's the expectation that I can have, or can I tell you, or can I ask you something to do something? Like, and we started working with the, that's why I wanted to create this work Discord, right? Like, the idea was, who is in there potentially is people that actually is doing something, you know, like, so I can kind of focus my attention on a few individuals and so on. Then when we created, like, for me, Telegram is my number one, like, way of communicating across all our businesses. So then we created this treasury council, and for me it was amazing. Because having all the guys, all the people that was sort of like communicating with me right there into the same group and talking about productive things, like to deploy this, do this, was very, very, very good. Then having calls when I'm called upon, very good, because I get updated. We can speak about things. Like, this is a good, efficient way to work for me. Now, if this doesn't fit in the way you guys working, this is a complete other way of looking at things. But I have stated multiple times clearly, like, that, like, I was needed to have my Google Doc. Then the Google Doc was there, and then the Google Doc was not updated anymore. And you created a Wonderland forum post, which is private, without adding me. You understand that? And then you expect me to look at all the pings and everything. Like, I understand that maybe you want me to be involved on every fucking aspect of everything, but, like, I need a more higher level kind of resolution of what you come up, and then I can give my input on that, because there is a lot of stuff that we are going through. Like, there is not just, like, the governance framework, there is not just, like, a lot of people ask themselves, like, yeah, I was absent, but was I absent? Like, during the 30 days of period that you mentioned, like, that I wasn't active on Discord, what you can say that I was absent from Discord. But was I fully absent of my duties? No, because I've been into the treasury chat. We have had the treasury chat. I've been looking at stuff. I've been discussing stuff also with Skyhopper on multiple occasions, and it's true. I have been signing stuff constantly, almost on a daily basis. There has been periods in which I didn't, but I mean, we are not talking about more than 5 days of where I was without internet connection and so on. So, like, the main issue that I see is that the community want to see me more involved into, like, the day-to-daily basis conversation of what happens in Wonderland, right? But on a higher level, I've never been fully absent from Wonderland. Even though I was passing through all the situation that I was passing through and whatever. And Georgie either, like, it was always there doing the stuff. We have discussed, we have deployed all the contracts, we have done all the work, and don't believe that I wasn't there looking at this stuff. Like, I definitely was, because if not, it would have not been done. So, like, contracts for the redemptions and all that stuff, I watched all the Wonderland improvement proposals, I've looked at every vote. Like, reality is that I've been here, around here, just not in the way that you expect me to be around, probably, as a community, to be just always there on Discord, replying to every ping and everything that has been pinged to me. But hey, I mean, you can't also say that it was 0% for 30 days. No way. No way. Like, just to make it clear. No way. One thing, like, do you want every of this point to raise the hands for each one of these points, or you want to raise your hands for all of them at the end? Because this is...
That's not a bad idea. I have a feeling we might get participation apathy if we go point by point, but I think it might be good for you. Yeah. At least, so that you know if there's more that the community needs to hear about this concern.
Yeah, exactly.
So if anybody on the call, there should be a button here for you to raise your hand to come on stage. You won't be pulled on stage, but we just like to see a raise of hands to see if anybody would raise your hand. If you think that Danny needs to continue answering questions on this concern. I think that should be an easier one. If this has not been sufficient for his points of absence, please raise your hands. All right. So, I mean, I guess there's about 4 or 5 people in here, maybe 6. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 people that I'm counting here from what I can see that think that that you would need to continue. So I mean, if you wanna go on, that would be fun. I imagine if you feel that this is sufficient. Actually, before, just to make sure that
any one of the people that has raised his hands is willing to come on stage to ask.
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
So we still have to.
Would anyone like to come on stage?
I think if you don't want to come up on stage, just lower your hand. Like, if not, we will pull you now on stage if you keep your hand raised. All right, pull them in. Pull him in. No. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Daniel.
Godron. Hey. Is Gudrun or Godron?
Gudrun. We've talked with you about 5 times already. So anyway...
You change your avatar into cat.
Yeah, I changed my Twitter also. My question is, what is your plans about our communication with your community, with Frogs and with Discord team, probably doing AMAs? How often are you going to do such activity like back in the days when you were probably hosting an AMAs once a week, I guess? So that's my question. Thank you.
Yeah, so I thought about a little bit about this, and I thought about how can we do good communication and at the same time do something productive. And my first idea of being productive was, for example, to have like blog posts about why, for example, we are deploying certain capital in certain strategies for the treasury. I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but I think it can be educational and it can be engaging also for people to understand why, what is the risk management, what is the idea behind a certain proposal, why we are deploying the capital in a certain strategy. For example, like I just now proposed to deploy the ETH, the WBTC, into Tricrypto. And swap USD, some USDC to USDT, add to Tricrypto, take a loan against Tricrypto for a 30% of the value, and add to the meme pool. And I think this is kind of like the kind of stuff that I think people could be interested on understanding why, what is going on, what is the rationale behind it, why are we farming Tricrypto, for example, and the rationale is very simple, but maybe simple for me, but it's not simple for anybody else. So this was an idea of how, what kind of productive communication we might do, because I can come here and rant on questions forever, but I think how can you use my time in a way in which some of my knowledge can pass through the community and the community can grow. In terms of like knowledge and knowing more about DeFi and stuff like that, this is more interesting for me. Right? This is the kind of stuff, because if not, like yes, I can use my time to spend here, but I would like to be very productive in the way that I spend my time here. Right?
If I could touch on this here, this point. Real quick about the starting the Medium blog, that I'm sure a lot of people really support that idea. And just as a suggestion, a lot of people even in the mods, we're not experts in trading and understanding the different intricacies of the strategies. So if you or somebody in the trading team could sit down with a specific person that you want to do that maybe once a week or every 2 weeks with and say, okay, this is the investment strategy that we want to talk about in the Medium blog. Here are the important points that we think that this Medium blog should be about. And then that person creates the Medium blog, sends it to you. You say, yes, this looks good. Or no, this doesn't mean what I meant. And then that gets posted. This way you can spend less time trying to actually write that sort of information. And again, you just spend your time efficiently. You tell somebody, hey, I want this Medium blog, and that person makes that Medium blog for you.
Right, maybe it's the famous person that we said about, like, could cover certain aspects of if I'm away, or the sort of, like, it can be a good way for also giving the knowledge of what's going on in my head.
Yes, yeah, that would be great. Definitely. I really think that this community could use a comms manager, communications officer, that would probably be sort of just focused on the message. That's just their job. It's just being on message. And I imagine somebody else that would really be trying to keep everything moving in your vision might not be the comms manager, but that could be the same person for a while until we get there. That's for sure. But also, with Goodron's question about the AMAs, like I think the Medium blogs personally, and I imagine many could agree, would be a great place to start. Just to expand on that, one of the questions in the concerns list was, is there at least over the next 6 months, what sort of level of involvement, like can we expect to for you to be working closely with the team consistently over the next 6 months?
Yeah, sure. That's what awesome. That's what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm always replying on Telegram. I'm always looking into this stuff. Like, the point is, can you expect me to be every day answering everyone on Discord for 6 months? No.
No, like, and that shouldn't be an expectation. That's unreasonable for anybody to expect that.
It's not reasonable. Like, I'm not Sifu. like, this is a reality. Like, the Sifu has a special condition that is called the Discordor. He is a Discordor, and I'm not. Like, every time I open Discord, it hurts my brain. Like, literally. Like, it's not a bad... Like, it's not because of the people. It's just, like, the whole UI, everything. It's just... It destroys my brain. I'm a full boomer. Like, I don't know why. I literally don't know why. Like, it's kind of like... I don't know. It's not for me. It's not my platform. Like, if we... to be honest, let's open a Telegram chat. With people can ask me stuff. I think it would be Wonderland official Telegram wouldn't be bad.
I feel like there was one before I came around.
There was one, but it was very difficult to manage in terms of keeping the platform safe. There were just so many scammers that eventually no one continued to use it anymore because there was a previous management team at that time that was running the social platforms for Wonderland, but they couldn't keep it safe enough to where people felt comfortable to use it on such a large scale.
Can we maybe look into it now that we are society is much smaller than before?
We definitely can. I don't know that any tools have changed as far as management of large Telegram groups and keeping them safe and effectively moderated, but we can look into it and see if there's something that you would feel comfortable with.
Yeah. Yeah, also maybe make a Telegram group with all the moderators. Everyone that is part of the team.
We can do that. Inside of
that. All right, let's go to question maybe number two.
Sorry, Matt, what was that you wanted to say?
Yeah, sorry, actually, I did have before we...
Hello?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I just got a business call. This is gonna suck. Do you I don't know if this would be a good place. Maybe we can do it through text on Discord in some one of the reasons why we're trying to do a formal inquiry is so that we have documented information. It's not to try to put you into a corner. It's to say, look, we've talked about this before. This is when we talked about it. So either here or in a chat, can we sort of put together a standard operating procedure for expectations on how you would like the team or somebody on the team to have an established way of communicating with you about updates and contacting you? And I understand saying, hey, you can always DM me on Telegram, and you have responded quickly there. But it's there, like, as far as like proposals. Is there a standard operating procedure you want us to follow to get to so that we know that you've seen these proposals and an expectation of like how long it might take for you to review certain things?
Yeah, we can take a look at that. Like, we can have a call all together or in the group chat with all the moderators and kind of see how to do it. Huh?
Perfect. I'm one of the main purposes here is just to get some stuff down and say, look, this is what we're going to stick to, and let's just move the fuck on.
Yeah. Yeah, like the unambiguous kind of stuff, like managing expectations.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So if you'd like to move on to the next one, that's up to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we can, right? I think the number one has been answered exhaustively according to the audience. Can move on. You wanna go ahead, Matt?
I'm just bringing this thing up here. Okay, so I've got number two here as the, and this is, I'm not trying to FUD here, but this is the word that is the colloquial name for it that everybody recognizes, but the mystery signer. And I think that I could sum up this issue here as saying that there are two problems would be the main part of the concern. Number one being that a signer was added to the multisig without previous communication or, you know, trying to help the community understand that this change even happened. So we really want to make sure we come to some agreement on how, on a standard operating procedure to avoid that miscommunication in the future. And then the second part would be there is still insufficient information to be comfortable with the fact that this person existed in past tense on the multisig. Whether this person is around anymore to make these changes, like the information is being requested of who this person is now. Like, we understand that they don't have that control in the multisig, but they did. And we would like to just figure out, maybe not a name, because just as I have pressed yesterday that anonymity can be important to people, that's understandable, but we'd like to know how this person is associated with Georgie, the team, and some additional identifying information that can help us gauge who this person is.
I'll take it from there. You can imagine this mystery signer as a proxy of me. Okay? Like, or me, either me or George. Okay? It's a proxy sort of situation. Like, proxy means that if something would have happened to me or Georgie, we need to have a backup. Especially in that times, we needed to have a backup for making sure that the treasury was very large. And after Sifu Gate, nobody wanted to come on the multi-sign of Wonderland. This is the reality. For all the time, I don't know where, how, like, I think Sifu's here and is listening on the call, but I don't know how, from this post saying that you said that Squirrel was there, but Squirrel was never involved with Wonderland, so just the tech team kind of proxy sort of address. Like, in case something happened to me, I'm not reachable, so he could have signed. If Georgie, something happened to him, it's not reachable, he could have signed. And in case this address was compromised, it could have been booted out and changed. So this was the whole idea upon that. Plus, technical needs. Like, this address maybe was a different one, but we always had like a technical address on the Avalanche one, because we couldn't post all the type of transactions that we wanted to. At instances, it has been Vitalik. At instances, it hasn't been. You know, like, depending and accordingly on the load of the tech team at the time, different people have been using this address, because it's like, you can consider it as a corporate address. You understand?
So to be clear, this isn't an actual person. This is an address that's controlled by you guys. So this is two people with an extra address that you guys have. It's like, I'm understanding how, if it's a proxy and we couldn't get in contact with you, like, George, you couldn't get in contact with you, like, it, like, can you understand why my community members would have an issue with people controlling two different addresses?
It has been just me and Georgie, and just me and Georgie pretty much securing the world treasury for a while.
The U.S. liquidations was not three people, correct? That was two people, you and somebody else controlling an address to make those liquidations then? If this address is not an individual.
Yeah, sure. And it was executed by a third party of the team, because it was in a different location than us for security reason, right? Like, think about this. Like, imagine that I get kidnapped. Like, this is real stuff. Like, we had fucking $300-400 million on that thing. Like, you need to consider that. Like, if me and Georgie live in the same location. We can't have a third person living in the same location. We need to have a sort of a backup in a different location. Like, you need to consider also like physical safety situations that can occur. Like, unfortunately, like this is the unfortunate reality of having a multi-sign in which everybody abandoned after Seafood Gate, that I needed to maintain and make sure that doesn't disappear, right? Because for everyone and all the investors and so on, right? Like, also the Ethereum one was much smaller than the Avalanche one at the time. Like, now it's bigger, you know, but at the time was smaller. So it was a proxy on a proxy. Like, so like, it's nothing like it. Put it in this way. Me and Georgie controlled that address, okay? So it was a majority, because if we needed to execute things that would save the DAO, need to send the funds away, or something would happen in case something would have voted, or this mental wonderland would have passed, we needed to ensure the execution of such things. And this ensured execution.
And if this is the case, that we should be under the interpretation that this delegation to that address to change the treasury manager's direction on the CVX votes was not just somebody who got that delegation. That was you directly, or G directly, correct?
Yes, me directly.
How do you think that we should act as in response to you violating Work in Progress 8 in that way? What would you feel if you weren't the person that did that? If Skyhopper was required to pass this by you, and he had it a rule as for himself, and he went ahead and delegated to a proxy address that he controlled himself, and then changed your direction on trades hours before the trade was locked, how do you believe that we should respond and react to that action by Skyhopper? This is an example, but how would you think that we should treat that?
Oh, by the way, I wanted to say that, to be honest, I wasn't aware about what direction Skyhopper was going to use the CVX for. Like, this is the reality. Like, to me, the whole CVX trade was just created for specifically doing a strategy in which, well, I would have used team allocation that is under my specific management, so it doesn't require any involvement of the Abracadabra team at all for deploying those funds, to use it for bribing directly with a better factor the CVX of Wonderland, and deploy, as at the time we had such a large position into the meme triple so it would have made sense to just vote for ourselves, higher the APY on the meme triple position that we were already farming, and at the same time gaining more rewards in spell. That was totally fine to me, because the spell was a long-term treasury position. So this was my rationale. I didn't see into multi-sign any transaction request into the treasury management multi-sign chat about like CVX bribes of other protocols or whatever, and we just executed the thing because it was about timing, right? We needed to lock and delegate and vote, so that's the reason why probably my mistake was that I didn't follow fully about what Skyhopper was doing. But I thought that he was very clear about the way that the whole CVX investment was intended from the beginning, or when this CVX have been acquired. You understand? This was my rationale there. It wasn't like, to me in that moment, I wasn't trying to override any treasury kind of decision. I was just taking a decision on something that has been looked into for a while. And it was clearly an improvement of a current position that we were already in. So it wasn't trying to say, no, you can't do this, you should do that. It was just, we should do this because that's what we said we were going to do for a while. Huh? I don't know if it's if
it makes sense.
I definitely hear your rationale. Maybe I could rephrase the question.
You can't rephrase the question because it wouldn't be like that.
If we're going to get these concerns sorted out, it's not about what you believe is a concern. I believe it would be what the community believes is a concern. How would you suggest that we would treat Skyhopper if there was a governance article that, not about changing what your direction was, but the governance article called for Skyhopper, this is an example, to run trades by you, and he did not. And then, as a direct result of him not following governance, there was a consequence that changed your directed actions. He may not have known that you had a directed action, but he did know, or at least should have known, that he needed to run this by you. And then he didn't do it himself. He used a proxy wallet to do this. How do you think that we should respond to Skyhopper breaking governance in that way?
If you ask me what I would have done specifically, I would have reached out directly to Skyhopper, and I would have asked him, so what's up with this thing? Why didn't you do it this way? And what's the rationale about you doing this thing in this certain different way? And he probably would have had an explanation. We would have confronted ourselves, and we would have resolved it internally.
And how would you ensure that it could be prevented from happening again?
What
prevented the violation? The violation of working progress.
The only person that can violate this is me, because we have higher control of the multisign, right?
Right. Like you would. So.
Like, you understand the point. Like, there is nobody at the moment, a part of me, that can specifically override certain things. Like, now, it's not my intention to do that, and has never been my intention. This is what I want to pass clearly here. Has not been my intention to override something that the treasury managers wanted to do. It was my intention to simply execute something that was before already discussed about. And at that moment, because the time for voting, if I recall correctly, was kind of tight, I had no access to my key for the safety protocol, and I requested the proxy to do it in my behalf.
I hear you. You know, and I'm. This is a bit new information. I was not expecting. I was expecting this address to be another individual, as it's kind of came across as though it was another individual. And so now, at this time, I feel like I would be ill-equipped to provide a rational response without taking some time to think about it. I've also slept only for 2 hours before this call, so I'm a little foggy-brained. But I mean, we could ask the community here to show hands if they feel that your response is adequate to move forward on that. If you think that this response is adequate, I mean, if you'd like to ask, sure, we can ask that. Would you like me to ask the group here?
Yeah, so we formulate like before, like, do you think that you have any further inquire about this? Please raise your hand.
Let's go ahead and try this a little differently this time, because we have a few questions to go through, because I have a feeling that there might be some participation apathy. So raise your hand if you think that this has been enough, please. This so we can go ahead and make sure that we're using the right system. We'll try a couple different ways as we go through this. If you think that this is sufficient, please raise your hand. That's a lot of hands. I mean, I'm not equipped to be able to make a comparison on whether or not the majority, but it's up to you.
Can you also lower your hands, please, for a second, guys, and go to zero again. And can we try to ask, do you have any further question here? Raise your hand. I guess we move on.
I just saw somebody. Oh, she put her hand down. Okay.
Just Yeah, there is one person. Oh, wait. I think there was one person. There is Sifu!
Oh!
Sifu, please ask me the question about the train.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Ask me the question.
Amazing.
About the...
My question's not about the trade, it's about the mystery signer. So you're saying it's a shared account, and if I came at you with a wrench, you'd have 2 out of 3 signatures? That is so bad, dude.
What? Excuse me? Sorry, I didn't understand.
So the mystery signer, it's a shared wallet, you, Georgie, and someone else, I guess?
Yeah, we have the control on that wall. Definitely, but it's not in our location. It's not together. I don't have access to that wallet right now. Neither do Georgie. But other team members have.
How many team members have access to this wallet?
I think 2. Only 2. Yeah.
But you don't have access right now to it, and neither does Georgie, but in case of an emergency, you could gain access to it, as you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
So it's just you and Georgie, then, are the two that have access to this one, just to clarify?
Because I feel like you just said other team members.
No. There is other 2 members that have access to this.
So 4 people.
4 people have access to this wallet. That's correct.
Who are these 4 people?
Me, Georgie, Nikita, and Vitalik.
I don't know who Nikita is, so I'm just going to have to... Do you have any information on who part Nikita is, so it could save us all some time?
Part of the security team.
But do you have any other information about Nikita?
It's part of our team, and his focus is on security. Like cyber security, personal security. Yes? That's the reason.
Does he have an affiliation with any other protocols?
No.
It just works for Wonderland.
It works for me and Georgie.
So does he have any other association to any other protocols?
No, I said no. Just specifically on our personal stuff. You understand? Like, it's a personal...
Does your personal stuff... So it's just personal, which means not Wonderland, correct?
Specifically Wonderland in this instance. In terms of keys, specifically Wonderland. Personal security is personal security.
Is this person like a bodyguard personal security or contract security? Yeah.
Cyber. Yeah. I think he said cyber security.
Yes, cyber security.
The cyber security.
The guy who was supposed to be watching my back when I got doxxed.
Oh! Thank you, Nikita.
But he's a good wrestler, though.
He is. He's a really good guy. I like him.
That's fine. Right,
we need a video of Nikita and Italian Superman going... Or Italian Spider-Man. Going up to face each other.
Well, last time I saw him, Nikita and I were wrestling.
He'll win. I have no chance. I can only ask for my espresso to be macchiato. You know.
All right. So I guess we're all clear now on that question.
We have definitely gotten a lot more information. That much I can say. If you feel that you would like to move on, you're more than welcome to.
Man, do you realize that this is the first time that we are actually on the Wonderland Discord on an AMA together on stage, Sifu? A kind of nostalgic, this moment.
Dreams are coming true here today. Write this date down, everyone.
Let's go ahead.
Alrighty. So on the number, where we go, number three?
Following governance.
Right. So basically, just to give a summary of this one, there's been a few different statements that sort of give the impression that you aren't going to follow governance like as exactly as it appears. And so we want to make sure that we get a sort of an unambiguous clarification on, I mean, I could just ask you this question directly. One interpretation of the governance situation is that outside of an elected policy officer, governance is always adhered to, and governance is the only process that makes changes to the protocol and or DAO. Would you agree with that assessment? Yes or no?
Sorry, it was breaking up for me. Would you mind repeat this, please?
Yes. One interpretation of governance and the adherence to governance is that outside of an elected policy officer, governance is always adhered to, and governance is the only process that can change the protocol. Yes? You agree with that?
Yes.
Awesome. So, just to clarify vote, there...
Only CVX vote only for me.
just to clarify there, we down later in the list we go over the dispute over the council being in a Discord channel, however you want that privacy that channel to go.
What it's about. I will explain the elephant in the room. Like, why do I want to remove one person if a treasury manager is on? Like right now, the people that is on the multi sign but they're not fully doxed apart to one of them to me. It's either everyone is fully doxed and fully KYC'd, then I would argue that I can have a majority of anonymous people running the multi-sign, or if it's not like that, it's a problem of responsibility. Like, if these three people that apparently don't know each other, but they put together and they want to send the transaction out of the multi-sign to Tornado or whatever, that can happen. So, because I don't know them, my idea is that it's either we KYC everyone and we KYC them properly, so we can help people accountable in front of any potential theft, or We need to always maintain sort of the setup right now in which I can ensure that I'm not going to steal anything, right? So, this is how I feel about it.
See, it's hard for that rationale to fully sink in for me because, the community has felt...
You haven't been securing the treasury for months, man. Like, you need to understand that for me, it's part of my, like, highest duty is to make sure that the treasury doesn't get fucked, doesn't go out and doesn't get theft is the thing that I'm most afraid of. Like, you have, like, literally, I have been securing this thing for a while. And it's like, it's literally like, I care about it being secure. And especially with people that I might not know if they're not fully KYC'd. I don't know how their security procedure, how their key management is, and so on. Like, I'm literally very afraid of this stuff, like, as I should be. So, like,
yes, it's either, very concerning.
It's super concerning. More than concerning. Most concerning thing of the whole protocol.
It's a little bit easier to trust elected individuals over four people sharing a multi-sig address that, like, as far for months, we think is an individual we have no information about.
This is the same thing about saying about Sifu. No. Sorry, Matt. This is the same thing about saying like Sifu, because he was at 19 doing some bullshit we shouldn't trust him. Fuck that. I've been securing this shit for months.
KYCing all the multi-signers is not something I'm opposed to, but that's my point there, is that the argument is there that we can't trust.
What argument do you have? You can't trust me? Why I did my job so far? No, that's what you said. That's what you said, because it was my decision to secure the wallet, and I did efficiently for months.
I cannot trust that you would give adequate information ahead of time before being pressed. That much I could say. I trust you not to steal, but I can't trust that information pertaining to individuals who are running our multisig will be advanced to us. And we've spent 8 months getting to know the elected officials. No time whatsoever getting to know Vitalik or Mackie or Spagny.
Well, but you know who was in the multi-sign on Avalanche, to be honest. Like, everybody knew. That was, there was Mackie, Spagny, like me, Georgie, right? There was Sifu. Right. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, did you see any behavior specifically aside of, like, the CVX that I have explained clearly based on the audience sufficiently, any behavior that for you, I'm not capable of securing this multi-sign? When it was $1 billion, and it was middle of the debate, and I had to... It was just me, man. Like, you understand what it means to walk around and know that if somebody knows your location after in Switzerland, they push me to get out of my fucking house and they move all the way to Dubai? How it feels to know that if they kidnap me, they kidnap Georgie, and they kidnap Sifu, like, they're gonna move hundreds of millions of dollars to Tornado Cash. You understand what it's mean to make choices to say, okay, I need to have another second address. If I die, the DAO can still execute because maybe I fucking car crash.
I do, yes.
Like, it's not a simple solution. Okay, you understand? Additionally, on top of all these concerns that I have right now, that I'm just telling you, but I can list a million other concerns. You put it, the concern of having unknown people that can also steal just by default. They can just put themselves together and say, oh, let's all go to live in Vietnam. With 50 million, we're fine.
After 8 months of getting to know these individuals and being elected by the community, yeah, I would say I trust those people because I didn't get to spend 8 months with Mackie or Spagny or Vitalik to get to know that person. So
yeah, but
after this time, we're asking for
your money all this time.
I'm not sure I understand. Like, I'm not saying we don't trust people. I'm saying you're saying you don't trust these elected officials. And
no, I'm not saying I don't trust elected officials. I want them accountable. If they're gonna take the majority of the multi-sign, I want them accountable. I want to know everything about them. They want to be on the multi-sign. I want everything, but not like a light way, like everything. And
I would agree. Yeah, like, and I don't think a majority is actually reasonable. I would just say an even split would be reasonable. I wouldn't want either. I definitely wouldn't want.
Yeah, but an even split doesn't. You understand that an even split doesn't really like if you put 3 and 3, you put a multi sign off of 4, like it does, like 4 out of 6, like there is
that
other
would mean
problems
the team...
that can come up. No, there
like
is
what?
Other problems for so many people. Like, for example, loss of keys. There is so many, like, the more people you have, the more things get fucked. Like,
right.
You can try. We can try. So you say that they can't do any transaction without a certain side. We can try, but still, I want everyone KYC'd. No matter what. Because they can acquire one of my team members. They can kidnap one of my team members, and then they still have the like, we are doxxed. Like, I want the same thing to happen to them. Like, you understand? Just by the fact that now I'm telling you what is the third designer, like, it's mean that theoretically it's a risk for me. Now, this inquiry. There is a big risk, because if it was another individual, the people would not know the location, but knowing that it's partially under the control of me and Georgie, it can pose a threat.
there's language in a work in progress 15 that provides for doxing of added TOs to the multisig to be able to dox it to the team without breaking the privacy, unless there's a requirement to break that privacy. I think that would be a reasonable course of action to make sure that all members have been KYC'd and the information about their identity is available to the community if required, but not accessible at all times. Would that make sense?
I think it should be doxed to the other multi-signers because they are the ones taking the risk.
Yes. Fully. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there is a risk factor into this, that it's also a physical risk factor. It's not just like a cyber risk factor. I guess you understand that.
Yes. Yes. So, like, all the multi-sig parties would be KYC'd to each other, and then those, they would all be KYC'd to some DAO member that would, or in the work in progress 15, it's two separate DAO members, each having only half of the ability to get the information. That way, the information is available to the DAO if it's needed, but it's not released unless required.
What about a lawyer in the USA instead of a DAO member? That would be much better.
I mean, that's a serious way to go about it. Of course, that would be great.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense, because if something happened, the lawyer just press charges instantly in the USA, which is unfortunately the only place in which you don't want to get sued from.
Yeah, that much I know. I think that's a great call, and they're a third party. So being a third party works out great.
So is this answer exhaustive for everyone? Raise your hand.
I'm seeing a lot of hands, but I don't want to be the one to make this decision for you, Danny. So you go ahead and make that choice on moving forward. Yeah.
If you can raise your hand, please. If anyone has any further questions that would like to come on stage, please raise your hand.
We've got Gilo and Mad Time. If somebody wants to bring one of them up, I don't know how. I could probably figure it out. No, I don't. Stage.
Been invited to come up. I'm not sure if they're accepting to join or not. Julio!
You hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, I have just a quick question. It was just about the Sifu Gate. I was just wondering, okay, of course, right now, we actually know that the situation wasn't handled perfectly. But I was wondering why there was no, why, for example, Danny or the team didn't release like a statement where they say, okay, so this is our position on Sifu, so this is what we are going to do, and instead of doing all that drama and stuff like that. I'm just worried that, I mean, the same situation can be repeated again, maybe in a different context.
Well, I think it was pretty chaotic, but I issued my statement about, the first thing I wrote, it was that Sifu had my full support, and I knew his identity, and I decided not to dox him, because I think that doxing is a fucking anti-crypto thing.
No, I understand that. I understand, but right. You said, I mean, I know him, and I know that
have been pressured from investors and everyone, like, to get the vote, and the vote went on about, do you want to keep knowing the information? Do you want to keep Steve as a treasury manager or not? I agree. The situation was handled badly, but also, as I mentioned on the point one, I personally was pretty much erratic. And nobody else of the team stepped up correct in that moment. It was pretty chaotic, and that's how it went down. I guess that
the proposal
for governance, we should have a communication manager, which would handle this type, or a PR manager that would handle this type of situations in the future.
Okay, I see. No, because I mean, right now, I believe that the main issue is that everyone believed he was Cotton. So everyone, I mean, including me, that was believing, this is the Quadriga guy. He's coming up from the back from the dead. And I mean, and a simple statement that would have been, okay, no, actually, he's Michael Patrin. I mean, and also like a link to the investigation in the Ontario that says, okay, actually, he wasn't found any wrongdoing. And I mean, I guess it would have been sufficient to be able to handle the situation.
I don't think so. Like, at that moment, like, nobody gave a shit about looking into it. They just cared about the crypto Twitter screaming bullshit. Oh, it's gonna steal all the money!
Like, yeah, that's also true.
So, I could have released the best fucking written statement on planet Earth. How Mr. Sifu is the best human in the world, and nobody would have given a shit. And how the everything is clear and because like the reality, maybe this I never told you, Sifu, but when you told me, I didn't even look if you in your investigation or anything. Like, I didn't give a shit. Like, I was like, okay, whatever, this is a guy I'm working with, I have my own opinion on this guy. I don't think that he's gonna steal anything. I like him. He's my friend. Whatever he did in the past, I don't give a shit. I just move on. We work well together. We're gonna dominate. That's it. That's about it. I didn't even want to read all the investigation or the articles. Like, okay, I take it as a fact. I move on. You know? Like, that's it. Like, but that's me. I'm like this. But other people, it's not like this. They just go on Netflix and they fucking jerk off on bullshit. And they love it. Like, they love the conspiracy, and the conspiracy is well alive. So even now there is still people that... Like, I get all the shitty comments. Like fucking, I'm a rug puller because I... I work with Sifu. I don't know, I get DMs about, like, you know about the Quadriga. What the fuck do I know, guys? It's like, fucking, it's just, well, anyway, can we move on? Because this was not really part of the, I think we can go to the details on the BetSwap investment stuff, eh? So, BetSwap, like, we have been dealing directly with BetSwap, me and Sifu. I recall we have said that we were going to be LP providers, but Sifu, you don't remember this. Sorry if I call you here because we were together there. But I kind of remember because they say that we did.
Not any specific amount or details. I basically told them that I would list it on several chains. So we bridged it, we deployed it, we created pools, and we created substantial liquidity. I've been meeting with these BetSwap devs repeatedly since that time, and as early as last week, I once again confirmed that we have no agreement for this amount of liquidity. So you should be able to talk to them.
So they confirmed that we have no agreement, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So fine, because I recall that we said, like, we're going to make LPs or something, but there was no time limit or amounts. Like, I just recall that we...
Yeah, very vague. No amount or any details. Yeah. And we did our job. We bridged it everywhere. We created a ton of liquidity, and we've taken millions of losses for it.
Yeah, I think we definitely did. So this was part of the agreement. The other was to do the airdrop, right? And we are dripping it slowly. And the rest is just, we have a VC investment, so we're holding it, right?
The world's slowest airdrop.
Yeah. Slowly, but you know, who goes slow goes far and healthy.
Italian tortoise in here.
Yeah, I don't think there is much else here because I think
if I could, if I could request that you or someone or you work with somebody to put together basically an outline of what this agreement entails in the terms so that people within the community, maybe it's an internal document.
The only about the agreement is that we need to a certain amount. Yeah, it's on the Medium article, exactly.
So everything in that Medium article is the full terms of the agreement. Is this correct?
Yes.
Lock up the amounts, the everything.
Perfect. So, I mean, that's clears it up to me personally.
Yeah, I will just move on because I don't think there should be even a hand raise here.
That was very unambiguous. Yeah. So we went through that already.
I think on the multi-sign situation, and we already touched with the multi-sign, the part 5. I think it was connected with the part 3. Yes. Right? Yes. And multi-sign treasury council is pretty much the same stuff. The Telegram situation. I don't know if you want to... Because it's saying like CVX, all that stuff, Pangolin. Like, we need to do it. Like, you want to do it faster? We can do it faster, but what you can give context if you feel like you want to, and let's go.
So it's personally, as far as I could see, a really easy resolution to number 6. Work in Progress 15 calls for that Discord channel to be made. You may have some objections to it particularly, but if we're going to strictly follow governance, unless governance changes governance, then we need to make that channel and stick to that until governance is amended to call for that. Or there's some sort of DAO agreement that this gets amended, and a policy officer is a really good person to be able to make those types of quick changes if things need to be amended. But until we do that...
If we're starting to say that it's not okay Telegram channel instead of the Discord channel, we can just go jump out of a bridge and die. Because
then you need a proposal to use Telegram now.
Yeah, I need to send a proposal to use Telegram to because it's working. Like, I tell you the reason why I don't want a Discord channel. If you want, I tell you exactly. And I should have said this before. It's not about the communication with me. It's about the fact that the Telegram channel, it's not restricted to everyone. Like, it's not as private enough. Like, the Discord channel is not private enough, in my opinion.
A new Discord server, just like Workerland, would easily meet the requirements of Work in Progress 15. And the issue articulated in this forum post is that Telegram, any user in the chat of a Telegram group can just clear the history, which is would be a big concern in an organization if, say, an employee or a member was to have some sort of, not even you, but anybody could feel like they want to be a dick because they get fired, or they got in an argument with their spouse or whatever, and they end up removing the entire history of this chat. Where Discord, that's not possible.
Can you ensure on Discord that exclusively the people that are on the Treasury Council can see the channel? Can you ensure that?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Even if you are the owner of the Discord, you're not supposed to see it.
Yes, Danny, I can't server. See your super secret shit.
You can do the super secret shit.
If you're referring to one off of, we can set, I think Matt's suggestion was if you want one that even the owner of the Wonderland server cannot see, we can set up a private Treasury Council server that only the members of the Treasury Council and yourself are invited to.
And it might even be useful for that separate server to have separate channels for the team. For you guys to work with the operations officer and the policy officer in your own private ways.
Who is the owner of Workerland?
I am.
Ah, okay. Oh. You are on the Treasury Council, right?
Yes, I am.
So you are the exclusive administrator of Workerland?
Yes.
Yeah, there is no other admin apart from you.
No one else on the server has any. They all have exactly the same permissions.
Nobody else. Like, my point was, like, I don't want everyone on Workerland to see the channel, or like they have some sort of like, and they can like enter and front run stuff. This is the reason why
I can set up a private channel within Workerland for only the members of the council and yourself that no one else can access.
Okay. Fine.
And then we've
to that.
Awesome. And then we've pretty much, if you could just clear up just so we have it on the call, and so anybody who may have missed it gets to be informed. There's the change to the CVX execution plan, as far as I've heard. I don't even know how to explain it. But do you want to go ahead and give that?
Yeah, we are executing it. We had Yield Chad taking the address. I had independently confirmed the address from Bastion Trading, and to be honest, if I need to make the transaction myself, I will do it. If not, somebody else can just post the transaction to the address that it's there, that I said it's confirmed, and send 10 CVX as a test, and then we can send the rest. And it's going to be sold as a TWAP 2 weeks.
So all right, and then that's I just wanted to get that out so everybody got a chance to hear that. But also there's the counterparty issue. Is it that you're unwilling or incapable of acting as a counterparty for Wonderland?
What do you mean acting as a counterparty through the KYC in Alameda? I think it's not I think it's not legally possible for me because I am direct involved. So I could represent like I am acting as Wonderland directly. So it's legally not possible. But if anyone else, like Sifu, could do it because he's not involved anymore directly.
Oh,
it is because we have Sifu token. So now, like, it would be another counterparty. Like, we would need to trust another counterparty that would do it for us, that is not directly involved either in treasury management or involved in the DAO specifically, and so on, just because of legal reasons.
Okay, so make sure, that sounded fairly unambiguous, but I just want to make sure you're saying correctly. You're saying that, like, no elected members, nobody who's really involved with the DAO in a official capacity
should act as a counterparty because they could pin the person as the one, the actor of Wonderland. It's very bad. Like, it's not advisable as a physical person. Like, it's no good. Like, it's better not to do it.
Okay, you know? So how would you suggest we go about like setting up so that we can get ready to be able to facilitate trades that would need a counterparty when we run into them? Like, how we set that up now?
Solution?
Yeah.
We have a Bastion now. I have reached out to others, and I'm compiling sort of a list of third parties OTC desks that would accept Wonderland as a counterparty. Right? So every time we can get quotes from multiple different outlets, right? Like, I think that's the only way, like, at the end of the day. Like, we can, so there's many ways, like, a lot of trades, we can do them, like, with the size that we have currently, like, we can do them normally, like, with LPs. As long as we do it not so strong, like, we don't hit the LP so big, we do it slowly, it's no problem. Like, most of the stuff that we want to do, farming, etc., can be executed easily. Like, it's just big sales that are not easy to do. Like, but I mean, can be done though. So I think that if we never find a counterparty to do a trade because of compliance reason, we do the trades over decentralized exchanges. That's it.
Okay.
No matter what executed, you know, like. We just try to get the best possible. That's it.
Would you feel comfortable at this stage of your process sort of laying out a loose and flexible timeline for like when you think these different groups might reach back out to you, and you sort of the people that you're talking to act as a counterparty, so we can sort of be like, it's maybe in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
It's not fast because Wonderland is a little bit tricky, right? Like a lot of blacklist kind of situation, a lot of articles and so on. So I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week.
You would.
For now,
at what point you know would you like us to ask?
Just ask me every week. Ask me, man. Okay. How is it? Like, and I will see. No, like for now we have Bastion. That seems like it's fine with it. So we go with it for the CVX, and then we see, right? Like, let's see next trade.
And I'm also available.
Yeah.
I'm also still available. I took the last batch of CPX for that reason.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I mean, as long as we already have two counterparties plus the Dexes, so I think that as soon as others reach out, we can have 3, 4, and so on. So just to be flexible.
That works great. Would you like to ask for a show of hands on this one?
No, I don't think it's needed. Is it needed? Okay, show hands.
We've cleared that up.
No, I agree. No. Show hands if this is fine for everyone, and we can move on. Please, guys, help me out here. Let's do it.
Just to confirm, we've got through the fact that the Discord channel is going to be created by Alice in the Alice-owned DAO-controlled Workerland server for this council, and the CVX is being executed through the Bastion thing, and you are actively looking for counterparties, and the moderation team should reach out to you once a week. If anybody feels that information isn't necessary, then they wouldn't raise their hand, but if you think that clears it up, raise your hand. Like a lot of hands to me, to be honest, but it's up to you, Danny.
Yeah, let's move on. Unprofessional behavior. There was stuff about Sifu Vision token. Like, I even reached out to Sifu today because I was kind of like, yo, I don't know what's up, but I think what I've said before clears out what is my relationship with Sifu, which I consider a friend. So. About the hostile behavior towards moderator. I mean, I'm not hostile, but fuck. Like, it's all good. All is good. Like, as long as you don't, like, pressure me for things, like, I get, like, I had a little bit of a moment with Bam Chica, or whatever, but apart of that, like, to be honest, like, it's all good. Like, I had a moment with because I hate people pressure me on doing stuff when I schedule it to do it after a certain amount of time. And then people just ask me in a certain way, and maybe I find that way a little bit not nice. And I don't understand why people can't be nice with me. So I'm like, yo. But I think we are clear. Like, there is nothing disrespectful between me and the moderators. I always said that I appreciate your job to the extent that I've been working with you guys recently a lot. So I don't know what else I can say. About Skyhopper, I think he left this call. But I think I've told what I thought about Skyhopper and why before, right? So
if I could ask,
but you can a little bit enter more in detail if you want to ask something.
Yeah, I feel like most of this entire section could really be summarized into kind of a question. It might be two questions. I'm sorry for that, but a set of words that's used over and over again is in general chat channels, in public channels, in, you know, so like a lot of this is really, really falls onto, like, if you feel that a moderator is pushing you and giving you that disrespect instead of, you know, I'm sorry if anybody doesn't like that, like the word, like language, but instead of, you know, having that direct behavior, saying, telling them, like, look, if you don't respect me or if you've lost my respect, fuck off. Say that in an internal channel. And if you don't know exactly how the Sifu Gate redemption mechanism was, and I had to re-listen to those recordings this morning to try to figure out exactly what that example was, but you'd on multiple calls after each call cleared it up, I'd repeatedly asked if at a certain point there's a haircut on redemptions, which is a tax on redemptions, people getting a fee if they redeem. And the first call was resolved, there wasn't. Second call resolved, there wasn't. The last call we have, again. So it's like if those kind of concerns come up, I mean, I think it would be justifiable and professional for you to try to figure that out internally before you present sort of those types of things to make sure that community members who look up to you, like with high regard in anything you say, and you can look at the chat from today, people just like they don't care. They're like, Danny is a god. And look, you're a genius. I support you heavily. You are a genius, but like, there are people who would just take what you say about a haircut for Sifu Vision as, like, as gospel.
But I didn't say there is an haircut. I asked if there is, because I understood there was. That's all. Like, it is clear now that there isn't, right? But we can redeem 25% because of a stream. Like, this is the only thing. But that's about it, right? Am I right, Sifu? Like, every end of the stream is a 25% that coincides with the redemption period.
It's streaming every block, so you can already claim a few million dollars worth, and it will continue for 12 months. It's the standard Sablier stream, just like your spell.
Yeah, so it's exactly how it is, right? Every quarter, theoretically, we can redeem 25%. That's it.
Yep.
Fully. Yeah, that's bust. Done. See?
Right, so the question there would be, I mean, in... maybe you would say no, but do you feel that you would, it would be reasonable to ask that if you have concerns about already made investments, that you do it internally?
I don't have any concerns about that, but I have concerns about me, that if I feel like somebody reach out to me and the moderator, I need to talk into a private channel or whatever. I expect the same from moderator to do that, not publicly. If they 100%. Want to confront me, they do it on a not on a public channel. So if they want to, if they don't want to hear me say fuck off, they do it on another channel. So that's it. Because I never, in any instance, just went full on confronting any moderators on my own without previously being asked something or, you know, so... So think about that.
I think so there's great progress being made to get you everybody communicating with you. And having those direct channels of internal communication that they know that you respond to can really help dash that out so that these things don't even occur for you to respond in that way. Like, they don't start for you to then even respond in that way. Definitely. Right. Everybody working together internally, we can keep our image aligned by just kind of keeping that inside. Between the team, that's really my thing. And you've already agreed. You've said yes. You find that's fine. We can do that. If you want to ask the crowd if they'd like to raise their hand on that one, more than happy.
Raise your hand if we can continue, if all clear about the moderators and stuff. And that Sifu is friend. Sifu friend? No, it looks like it's not clear. So raise your hand if you want to join on the... Or maybe we lost them all. It's also very likely that we lost them all.
Sorry, so, it was not allowing. It keeps toggling off that it won't allow requests. People are raising their hands now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sirs. Thank you very much. I thought it wasn't clear. but it was kind of a surprise for me.
Yeah, it seems seem pretty clear to me.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward, but at the one that seemed the most straightforward, we were not raising hands. So, okay, technically, let's move on.
Okay, there were a couple people in general chat who wanted to clarify. Nal, did you want to come up, or should we bring out Nal's comment, or do we feel good?
I didn't see it. Why not?
I think it was just trying to show that he didn't mean to show disrespect towards Danny with his comment and upset him. But we will definitely work to make sure that any conversations that need to be held discreetly are done so and not in the general channels. For clarity, the comment from Nal was, respect is earned, sir. If you lost it, you get it back with action, not words. So we will definitely work on keeping those conversations private if that's what you would prefer, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, just says by itself what you just mentioned, right? Fuck was that?
Well, I'm gonna step there and say there, like, up to that point, there was no real direct way to communicate with you except through general channels.
Well, you're defending the people saying this kind of bullshit on public chat.
I am not defending their attitude, that's for sure. Okay. That's it. Okay. Everybody needs to work on that. Everybody. And so now that we have these internal channels, and you've been doing a great job with that, progress is being made there. And then so we're just going to... Now everybody's acknowledging on the team that they need to keep this shit internal, and we appreciate that you also say that you're going to do the same as well.
I always just replied. I just always replied.
So we got a lot of hands. We can move. I mean, if you want, I just don't want to be that guy that moves it on. So if you want, we can move this on to the next one.
Yeah, I can address that. So, for clarity's sake, Danny, I wasn't saying that it wasn't an attack to you personally. You were saying that people were being disrespectful and stuff. So I was just saying, like, basically, you know, let's get shit done and prove them wrong was what I was trying to say with my comment.
I like you, sir. You know, to be honest, I like you, sir. So I forgot even that you said this.
It was just kind of funny because, like, one of the last
comments you had said to me was,
like, let's do it, and then you said, like, fuck off.
You broke my heart. You reminded me it was you that you responded to me like that.
I think that he's saying the way he intended it is not the way that it was received.
It's all good. It's all good.
But, you know, I do agree. Yeah, I do agree in general. If, you know, there's beef, I guess, try to handle it in private. I don't think
that's fair for everybody. Let's just not have beef and make money.
Yeah. Just no beef. Just if there's miscommunications.
Yeah.
If it's something that may make the community not, like, there may be a miscommunication to the community, we just keep it inside. And then we figure out what the answer is. And then we reference the community.
One thing, if you feel like I should really answer something on Discord that I haven't seen and I'm pinged somewhere, you have, guys, my Telegram. Just DM me and say, yo, there is this thing happening here or there. Like, can you give your input? And I jump on, you know?
Definitely. We'll start doing that now. I don't think any of us had you on Telegram until maybe a few weeks ago when we started the Treasury Council chat. But now that we do have that access to you there and we know that that's your preferred method, that's... The channel will use going forward.
You can see that I really respond instantly on Telegram.
Yes, it's definitely been a big improvement the past few weeks since we got access to chat with you there. We've had a much, much quicker communication.
So, liquidation refunds.
Can I be? You know what?
Yeah, sure.
You can start if you want. Just try to be clear. Like, I've talked about this with a few people. You know, we I want I and everybody thinks it's important to stress this isn't we're not trying to say, hey, like, how much are you going to give to people and when are you going to do it? We're just trying to get you to make a statement to make sure that we can direct some people to say, look, this is his personal thing. He's taken his time, whatever time he's going to do, and this is how you should contact him about it. Let us do our job, leave us alone. You know what I mean?
There was also some help on this, and I appreciate today. I actually wanted to do a shout out, but some part of the moderator team has been very nice to me, especially just Ruyan, just talking about like, yo, but you know, you should think about the things that you are gonna say during the AMA, and I really appreciate this kind of stuff. And shout out to Ruyan, that has been super nice today. Situation is very simple. Like, at the moment, what I was calculating for the liquidation refund, first of all, the way I see the liquidation refund. First of all, if you were leveraged, I don't think it should be calculated. So, first of all, you should calculate people that borrowed money against their W memo and the backing price, and look at how much they borrowed. Take that off, because that's money they got in their hands. They were not leveraged, so they got liquidated and they had losses, and this is what I need to take in account. So it's not everyone which I consider that I would refund. If you were leveraged, definitely, even if I have the money right now, I wouldn't refund you. But if you were not leveraged and you were kind of considering defending the backing price for your loan, that makes sense. On the other hand, the bear market has come, so it's not makes me very easy to refund all the people. So I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. So to manage expectation, this is what it is.
And we that's a response, and one of the goals of this particular concern number of that exercise there is to be able to direct people towards some information bit or some place outside of us, so it stays personal thing, and we can get people to stop bothering the Discord and everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to make a post and maybe say, hey, you can email me here at some email address, or say you can send me a DM, or maybe make a channel for questions that would be directed towards you. And at the top, we just pin your statement. And then if they have questions, they can just load up in there and you can respond to them when you want, if you want. Okay. Sort of like Blame Sifu, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Blame Sifu. Okay. So... then we have, let's move on from this. We have bribes, abracadabra conflict of interest, and abracadabra personal debt. I think it's all together. So, abracadabra personal debt. It's just that I have different wallets. I don't want to link the other wallets to my main wallet. And as I mentioned, I need to send the money to this wallet from the normal way, and it's gonna take me a while, but I close my personal debt there easily. It's not a big deal, so I don't see what's the issue there. This is simple. Abracadabra conflict of interest and bribes. Bribes.
I can't hear you.
I was saying bribes. To me, I wanted to pay personal bribes, right, from team allocation, and I still want to do it. At this point, we need to take a look at how long the vote has been ongoing, and maybe I hear that it was 100% APR on CVX assets. This is something maybe I've stated. So if it's what I've stated, it needs to be what it is. So
I believe that's what was listed in the official announcement at the time. if you look back in the announcements channel.
Did I do the announcement?
No, it was done by Sifu.
Okay. And then let's pay it, basta. Like, let's calculate what was the period in which it's been voted and we pay it. Right?
That sounds great. So that sounds great. That was the announcement.
We do it. We have the money in the team wallets, so we're just about to send in the transaction. So if that was exactly what was stated, then that is exactly what is going to happen.
Can you provide some assistance in making that calculation? Because I don't want to speak for everybody, but a lot of the people that do this aren't fully experienced in being able to make that kind of a calculation.
Mm. I'll take a look with the guys and try to come up with the number. Yeah. It's going to require awesome. A few weeks. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be like instant. But yeah, sure.
You had mentioned finishing it off by the end. Sorry?
Yeah. Finishing off by the end of September, right?
So at what point do you think it would be ideal for the moderation team or community to reach out and ask for like an estimated figure? So we can kind of look at that and go, okay, that makes sense. And,
Yeah, like 20 September, something like that.
Okay, so we'll reach out by the 20th, on the 20th, and then and get a figure.
Yeah, no.
And when you create the figure, can you provide some sort of outline of where you got the figure?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. That's
the word you're gonna draw a number on a napkin.
Right. No, on a whiteboard. George's house.
Do we want to ask if for the bribes there, that's adequate information for people to raise their hand on?
It's again not working, or?
No, it's working.
Okay. Can you raise your hands if this information was adequate and the bribes are going to get paid as by announcement?
I just posted the announcement as well in general chat for those that have trouble finding the deals, the details.
That's it.
I agree with that.
I don't think there is any arguing here, right? Simple.
All right.
I guess like, okay. It's about it.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and so if we move past the bribes, are we moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. The conflict of interest really, like, if I could summarize this here really with I think the end question there is that the expectation is that you or anyone else who proposes a strategy to the council, if abracadabra, will receive any form of benefit from the activity, whether directly or indirectly, you would disclose this information to the council to vote prior to the vote for that strategy. Would you acknowledge that expectation and accept that expectation? Because that right there answers that no, there won't be any cross interest.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Now,
so the council can think like, does the thing it's worth or outweighs? You understand? Like, there is always a benefit of using any other protocol for the other protocol, right? Like,
yes.
Like, increase or whatever. It's obvious. But if there is an additional benefit, it will be disclosed, so you guys can think about it. But if it's the best strategy, it's the best strategy, right?
Yes.
So in the case of meme triple is the best farm. So it's the best farm. It's the highest APY. So is there a benefit for abracadabra there? There is more liquidity, yes, but this is the kind of case, so then it's your choice.
That's simple and reasonable. I mean that's really what they're asking, is saying if you say, okay, this is the proposal. There's the obvious benefits to us. There's obvious benefits to Abra there too. And this is the best possible option available to us with this strategy. So it's either take it or leave it. The issue is then if you know, and it's not even if there's any nefarious intent, because it's we're just here to make money. But when things aren't disclosed, and then a council member or somebody then kind of like is doing their own little personal due diligence, and they go, oh, wait a second, actually there's a big benefit here to Abra that he didn't talk about. Then again, it's like a lot of these issues, how they've become what they are. That person can then come up with their own idea in their own head about the fact that you didn't disclose that. Why didn't they disclose? And then the whole thing. So if you just started out with the proposal, this is the proposal. Yes, Abra gets this side benefit due to the fact that it's being used. And that's the best profitable strategy for us. That avoids all conflict of interest, as far as I'm concerned. That's standard operating procedure in a lot of places. And that's what you plan to do, correct?
Yeah, normal.
I think that would you guys like to raise your hand to feel like that's adequate for a response to this and a way to avoid any obvious conflicts of interest? I mean, there's a lot of people in the call, and there are a lot of hands, but I'm going to leave that up to you, whether or not you want to go ahead and push on.
I don't know. I think we should ask if anybody has further questions.
Like, yeah, I always forget that one.
I'm on stage.
If everybody can put your hands down and keep your hand up if you have a question, please.
Yeah, someone can bring up on stage.
We have a stage moderator move someone, please.
How do I do this?
SOS 1329 has been invited up, and Castelli, if either of you are paying attention. Castelli!
Yo, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right, so, well, thank you for doing this. Good job on everyone on trying to, you know, make all that money and bring the coin back up. But I'm just new question. I had time and I had memo. I didn't wrap it. So probably a lot of people are wondering this too. Like, I guess I should wrap my memo now, but if I go on the site, there's like a harvest. Hold on. If you go to the, there's like the farm thing. There's yes. A harvest.
Yes.
The harvest. Should I click it? Is there a risk? Like, I'm a noob. I don't understand all that shit. So should there's I just keep my memo to be safe, or like, is it risky to put to harvest?
No, there's no risk of impermanent loss or liquidation or anything like that from the farming. It's a smart contract. Right. So just like with any smart contract, there's the risks from that, but there's no, you're not risking anything in the way that you would be. You're not putting anything up for collateral or anything like that. I would recommend that you wrap your memo, because with WMemo, you can participate in the farm. It also allows you to swap your tokens if you ever decide to, and it is also the multi-chain version, so it's going to get the most benefit and use for you by wrapping that memo.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it for me.
Good You're welcome.
Job, everyone. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I guess we close it here. Your 2 hours estimate AMA was a good one, Mr. Matt MacGyver, on the proposal. Exactly 2 hours. So if there is any further question, ping the moderators. The moderators would ping me. And I wish you the best of the days. Love you.
Wait, sorry. I didn't realize I was on mute. There are still two questions in number 12 that I think we do need to at least clarify here.
Sorry. I thought there was any further stuff there. Go ahead.
So the first question, number 12, is do you currently own any amount of Time memo or W memo worth $1,000?
Worth $1,000 or more?
Worth over $1,000 or more.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Not going to laugh about $1,000, but just...
Well, it's just a number. And then you had made some statements in the chat about donations since January stopped minting.
No, I was just wrong. So there is no more team allocation in WMM.
Got it. And there's been no more dilution since minting stopped in January, correct?
No. There is no more dilution since minting stopped in January.
Awesome.
That was the one I stopped. Yeah.
So if you guys at this point, I mean, we've gone through and you've provided information. So I just want to, like I mentioned at the beginning, ask everybody who feels that this is adequate responses to go ahead and, if the whole collection of responses is adequate, go ahead and raise your hands for me so I can go ahead and get a gauge on that. And if you don't mind, keep your hands up for a little bit.
If this AMA was clarifying all the FUD from this question, please.
Just trying to get a count on how many believe this, how many feel that this is adequate compared to not. So if you can keep your hands up for a minute, that would be great.
Please, if you are listening, you need to just press the button on keeping up your hands. It would be very nice if you could do it. Because we have spent like a couple of hours trying to make you happy, and I'm very happy that you're here.
These people have fallen asleep by now.
Yeah. I know it's hard to listen to me. It's much more interesting to listen to Sifu, but please raise your hand if it's all fine. And let's go back to working and making this thing fucking awesome. Thank you, everyone, yeah? For support, anyway.
You've got. I'm seeing about a third of the hands are up right now. I'm getting a screen recording. I'm scrolling through to make sure I get a couple.
Raise those hands up, like a fucking like a DJ. Raise your hands up in the air.
I'm gonna scroll up and down a couple more times just so I can get a nice good count, and then I'm gonna save this video as well so that everybody gets a chance to have their.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, we have the number, Matt.
Oh, guys, you guys did it? Okay, cool. So I'm using something rudimentary. I'm a boomer too, Danny.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, and I wish you all great evening. Ciao.
Thank you for your time, Danny. I hope you have a great evening too. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.